Blog Talk Radio.
Good day and greetings. This is Minister Joelle Pearson broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey. We are tuned in to the Holistic Ministries Daily Inspiration Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We're having a little technical difficulty. However, we're going to move forward and pray for the best. Today, I want to bring a message and hope that it inspires you to keep speaking victory, which is the title of my message today. I want to start by directly saying, watch what you are speaking to yourself, for what you speak about yourself and your life becomes prophecy. You will become what you habitually speak. Speak victory over yourself, speak to your heart, speak from your heart, stand in who and what you are in your created self. Stop inviting lack and limitation, reinforcing it by dwelling on all that is not and dwelling on hopeless thoughts of questioning, can it be, and then speaking it outwardly. Program your subconscious statements of victory. Don't give negative, counterproductive spoken thoughts an open invitation to become ingrained in your subconscious mind and released into the universe. You must think differently in order to speak differently. And if you are struggling with thinking positively, then please just remain silent and do not speak it. For as it is written in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, the tongue has the power of life and death. The stakes are high. Your words can either speak life or your words can speak death. From a metaphysical perspective, you can speak words that assist you with flourishing in the light of the heart or spinning into the darkness of your ego. Either direction would create its like in your reality. The power of your spoken word was clearly explained in the story of John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, when Gabriel spoke the message that he and Elizabeth would have a son. Zechariah spoke words of doubt, immediately spoke words of doubt, and believed it would not be possible, which resulted in his mouth being sealed, leaving him unable to speak for 9 months until the promise came into being through the birth of John. Let me ask, do you have something phenomenal birthing within you, yet you speak about it with doubt, fear, or faltering belief? Do you spend time speaking about what can't, shouldn't, or the impossibilities instead of speaking words of victory and prospering your desired outcome? If you can't speak victory, then I'm just going to say it real plain. Shut up. Don't say anything. Say nothing until you can transform those defeating thoughts into thoughts of power, allowing you to see the grandeur of who and what you are as a creative being and speak that. Be aware of what you're constantly speaking about, and especially when you preface it with I am. Zip it up until you are flourishing and speaking forth, letting the authority of your God, Goddess speak through you. Your words give life to what you are saying. So speak words of victory. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am strong. I am an amazing creation of the divine. I am whole and complete, and so on. Keep speaking what the divine says about you and bring it into being. Know, as it is written in Psalms, to give full praise through speaking words of victory that support the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made and marvelous you are in your created self, for that is what your very soul knows well. You have that kind of power. And I'm going to switch gears here to support this. This is food for thought. If God spoke and all that is came into existence, just by speaking it into being, and you are created in that likeness and image, in the likeness and image of God, then the very God Goddess is you, completely within you. There's an experience that I'd like to share to support this that drove this point home for me. In 2013, I was working in Sedona, Arizona, in an art gallery. And one morning, and if I'm not, you may understand what I mean when you say you have incoming, like the whole universe just opens up and God just speaks through you. That happened to me. I stood still right in the middle of the floor. And the first thing that came into me was, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then it came, God spoke, and all in existence became real. And then it came to me, if I am made in the image and likeness of God, then that means I am God. There's no separation. So I should be able to see and have it come into being. Well, right then I said, it just came to me. I'm going to put this to the test and see. So I went out of the front door of the gallery, looked into the sky, and I said, I need something that speaks to mind, body, and spirit, yet is measurable. So with it materializing, then I know this is real, this is exact. So I just made a statement into the heavens and said, $500. I was working in the gallery at the time, so keep that in mind. 2-3 minutes later, a woman walked into the door with her husband and her daughter. Long story short, she went to one of the cases with earrings. She pointed to a pair of earrings and said, I'll take them. When I took the earrings out of the case, they were exactly $500. I had no thought in my mind or doubt or anything because revelation came through so deeply, it filled my spirit. And I'm letting you know that it is what Yeshua says in Mark, speak to the mountain. He's speaking of the power of your word. It's like what Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah said, he who invokes blessings on himself starts by saying. So when you look at this, doesn't it stand to reason that the power of your spoken word is a creative force? Look at your life and reflect on what you speak habitually. Do you see more of it? The same old showing up where you speak it and you see blessings? I am sure many of you have stories where you experience exactly what you said come into being. Reflect on those experiences. Let your experiences show you the way to truth. It's important to courage to speak a different story over your life, a story of divine victory. And until you can, if you can't in this present moment, then be still in silence until you shift to your higher ideal. There's a power in your words, for they carry your vibration, giving them life. They carry your life force. What you speak is carried out into the universe by the very power of the God Goddess within you. Say, I have favor, and I am excited about my future. I'm flooded with opportunity to grow and flourish. I'm blessed. Each and every day my life is better and better and better. Pay attention to what you are saying because you are speaking it into your life, into your reality. Most importantly, pay attention to how you speak about your life experiences. If you are faced with a challenge, don't spend endless time speaking about it from a defeated perspective. Acknowledge it. Yes, But when you speak, coming to a point where you can speak about it aloud from the perspective of solutions, win-win, from clear, unadulterated victory, get in agreement with the divine and your God, God itself, and start practicing gratitude, speaking celebratory thanks and praise that the situation is turning around in your favor. Speak about that. Speak about the victory you see yourself creating in your life. Speak it as truth that you are blessed and highly favored, standing in that, and watch how the blessings of victory start to flow. See yourself in a new way to see the promise on your life come to pass. What are you speaking about your dreams? What are you speaking about who you are, the conditions of your life? Be mindful of what you speak out into the universe. Speak glorifying words, words of profound victory, and walk in faith that it is your truth to be realized in your life. When you speak victory over your life, the divine force within you goes to work to have it become a reality in your life, bearing much fruit. Keep speaking breakthrough, positive change, abundance in all levels. And listen to your heart and speak that, trusting enough to hold to it and change the language of what you speak into a language of life, the language of your heart, the language of the God, Goddess that's full of promise and blessings. Speak and keep speaking victory. I would like to close with a prayer. So I ask you to center and receive in profound oneness and honoring of the divine, the all that is. I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you in unconditional loving oneness with all that is, letting your light shine, bringing loving, healing, and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As the divine in all that you do, in all that you think, and in all that you speak, I pray you allow the God Goddess within to guide you to live true to the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world by being who you are. I pray that you come to see, know, and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you, that you have the power to speak into your world, shaping and filling your life with divine blessings. I pray that in all that you see within yourself, you choose to speak with divine temperance, understanding, compassion, while embracing the quiet charisma of your inner spirit, guiding you to remain loyal to all that you are. I pray that you just embrace the raw divine essence of all that you are seeing, your life as a divine masterpiece of which you were and are the creating artist, seeing the divine grandeur of your life and seeing the divine creator within you. So keep in mind, my sisters and brothers, that you are powerful beings, and that your very words, what you speak from within the depths of your being, come into being. So I pray, my sisters and brothers, that you speak the mandates of your heart into your life experience. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being, my dear sisters and brothers, and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, beloved ones, for tuning in today. We had a little technical difficulties. I wasn't able to get on the front part of the show this morning, but Minister Pearson handled it. She did a marvelous job. I appreciate her, and thank you so much. We'll see you on Friday, all right, same time, 7:30. And by then, we should have technical stuff worked out. But anyway, it is all good, beloved ones. Have a wonderful, marvelous, and positive day, and do what you need to do, and use the power of your tongue, man. It's powerful. It's a powerful thing. is life and death starts in the tongue. So utilize it to your highest ability to do that. Okay? All right. Peace and love to each one of you. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.